Did you get any Dixie?
I do. I'm drinking a Dixie right now.
All right. My Dixie wrecked. My Dixie wrecked.
Your dick.
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 Hey, hey. I used to be broke, confused, no joke. Got you, smoked dope, paid dues, refused to give up quick. Now there's 10 million motherfuckers on my dick. So what? Say how?
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating might be a 5.
Ooh.
Maybe 4, if I'm trying to be
maybe an 8. Maybe an 8.
Maybe an 8. I'll let you be the judge. Tweet us, tell us. Maybe I'm on 6.5. Alright, anyway. The Saints done won themselves a preseason game. And I'm podcasting from the shitty town of Shitlanta. Damon might have a number because he found himself a tower of Dixie beer. And the Game of Thrones episode this week might be as excited as Camara's 50-yard touchdown run to open the Saints offense. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'll go with a 3.5.
Oh!
Well, look, when we're back to our original, you know, late recording times of 8:30, 9:30, gives you time to get a little number. So, had dinner, had some wine with dinner,
back to our room,
had a drink, and ready to roll. We won our first preseason game in a long time,
so we've been celebrating ever since.
Hey, the record doesn't matter, but the win's always nice.
That's right. All right, Damon, welcome to the show. How you feeling?
Thank you. I'm feeling good. Very optimistic. Enjoyed the game. Enjoying a great Dixie beer.
Oh, so do you have a number?
This is only my little bit of my second beer. So I mean, I'll give me a low number of 1, maybe. Perhaps.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, Damon has himself a number.
It's been a while.
Sipping on Tom Benson's Dixie beer.
If there was one thing that would give Damon a number, that'd probably be it, right?
Either that or Tom Brady?
Oh, that too. Yeah, you're right.
Is there a saint of today? Because we know the past saints, of course.
Right. Archie Manning, I think, is probably number one on
right.
the list.
Right, but we're not talking about a saint of today that you would say that you would drink his Dixie beer. No, you would put up there alongside your love of Archie Manning?
I mean, look. When you,
and
I
by
know
today, I'm going to go 2006. I'm not going to limit you to, like, literal active roster.
No. Well, I mean, Deuce. You know, Deuce would be the closest thing that we have to Archie. And look, and like that text I sent you about Breeze last week, you know.
No, that's kind of why I asked.
Right. You know, Breeze will never be a New Orleanian. He doesn't want to be. He's a visitor here. If you've listened to the podcast before, you know how I feel about the man off the field. I always said on the field, I want him in the Saints uniform. He's literally one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
But Damon would not drink his Dixie beer.
No, he is not a New Orleanian. He is not one of us. He is a hired gun who comes down here and does a job. And fine, I'm fine with that. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of them on the 53-man roster or the history of the team. That happens, you know. But that he's the face of the franchise, like in the early aughts, it was Deuce. And again, Deuce is from Mississippi. He's from, you know, the Gulf South. He gets us. He understands, you know, he understands the culture. Breeze does not. Again, I told you, when if you watch the quarterback challenges, you know, he's all about, this is a SoCal life and SoCal and SoCal. Fuck SoCal.
All of his QB challenges were like that, or were they only the QB challenges related to while he was in San Diego or L.A.?
Right.
Which is still Southern California.
You know, and then he'd call it, you know, then he'd call it the common ground, the fucking neutral ground. If you're from here, you know that.
Who cares?
When in Rome?
Cares. I don't care what he does.
I know you don't give a fuck, Jason, because you're
because it doesn't matter.
So this comes down right to Drew Brees' interview while he was in Los Angeles, and how much of it you don't think chalks up to the fact that he was in Los Angeles and he did a little bit of a win in Rome.
the motherfucker lives in Southern California. He lives in San Diego.
Because I mean, you don't think he would...
Who gives a shit?
Do a Northeastern thing, whatever, quarterback-themed quarterback challenge if he was in New England?
I don't think he would, because he doesn't know that culture, because that's not where he lived.
Well, but now, don't forget, he's a native of Texas.
Right.
You don't hear him talking about Texas.
No, you don't. And again, I prefaced it. I said, I want him on the field. I want him on the field. Anything that's not on that 50-yard, you know, in that playing field, he is an asshole.
I can't wait to see how sad and angry you will be the first year that he's not our quarterback, and we are going to be awful for a long time.
Jeff, is Jason this stupid?
What?
I mean, did
no,
you?
What?
You interrupted me when I was saying
about
on
the sky
field.
On shit when, that doesn't matter.
I just said on the field, I want him in the Saints uniform. Like, did you not hear me say that?
On the field, off the field. Who cares?
I
want to win football games. I want to win fucking football.
I know, because you're a selfish fuck, and all you want is Jason's happiness and Jason's convenience and Jason this.
We haven't even started the fucking show yet. Why are we angry?
I don't know.
That's what happens when Damon drinks Dixie beer.
Apparently so. Jesus, they haven't had a number in like 3 years. I guess I should have expected it.
You're busting your balls. He's building up
right.
for 10 years.
He's
of ball
so he's busting my balls over stupid shit.
I'm not busting your balls. I had an opinion, and then you had an opinion, and I'm telling you why you have your opinion, and it's shit.
But you're also right. Okay, you tell me you're right. You're the final
right.
answer.
That's right. No. Well, you were commenting on my opinion, weren't you?
Because Drew Brees needs to know what fucking K&B and McKenzie's was and all this kind of
I'm just saying he's a disingenuous fuck. Do you disagree with me?
I am not going to badmouth this guy when this
you're
guy
not fucking you. You're gonna suck
will ever
dick.
Have to win a fucking Super Bowl. I don't give a shit. Yeah, I don't care. Win
football.
I
know
you.
Well, fuck, we're going to have the conversation. I know you don't care, Jason. I understand that.
But you're so
I understand that, Jason. As long as you get the joy to win the Super Bowl, the motherfucker could be a Nazi. You,
that's right.
You'd love him. You'd let Hitler play for us. I understand that.
Right, because
I get
because
it.
Saying I'm from South California equals Hitler.
I'm making a point that you're right.
How much of this anger has to do with political events of recent?
Are you angry about
the whole Trump and South Carolina, whatever?
We're talking about Southern California. SoCal is not...
Well, SoCal. Southern Carolina.
We're talking about Southern California.
No, Jeff, that's SoCal. That's how the Japanese say SoCal.
Right, now we've offended an entire eastern country. Far east, that is. All right, let's get into game recap.
What a fucking game.
Ooh, how about the camera? By the way, he clarified his name. It's Al Mara. He wants the combination of Alvin. And he said his mama called him Kamara, but what does his mom know? He prefers Kamara, so he prefers Al Mara.
Well, it's Kamara.
I didn't hear that
like
part.
It's Kamara, like the car, the Kamara.
Camaro. He's Al Mara. I don't, you know what, whatever the fuck he wants us to call him, I'll call him that because that motherfucker can run. 50-yard touchdown, first offensive play of the game. Boom.
And give the offensive line credit too. You know, I mean, they.
Yeah, sure. Don't. Yeah, but
it's a team effort, but man, he had the speed and the balance and the vision. You know, he saw it. Since Deuce, I mean, you know, we had a back that just.
You think he's
got better
vision than Ingram?
I think so. I think he's quicker. I think it's different. You know, I mean, haven't we all bitched about? I know we did about Reggie. God bless him, and I think the same thing about Ingram. More in his first couple of years in the league, just you know, hey, make a decision and go through the fucking hole. You know,
yeah.
Don't tap dance in the backfield.
Reggie was famous for that.
So
this is Kamara pulling this stuff off in the preseason. What are we going to expect with Ingram and Peterson? Like, are they going to do as well? I mean, that's, I don't know how much of me is just being stupid and realize, like, at what point are we going to see how this works with the actual guys who's going to run the ball?
In 3 weeks. 3 weeks, we'll see exactly how it works.
Because this all works for him, but he ain't the guy.
Right. Oh, he's going to get his, again, he'll get his touches. He'll get his,
sure,
you know. Right, he'll get his Sproul touches, his Bush touches. He's going to get his touches. But Ingram and Peterson are going to steal touches from one another, not Kamara. You know, they're not going to steal touches from him because he's a different type of back.
I think we might see more of him than maybe you would. And here's my point: you would expect that with a team with Mark Ingram and Adrian Peterson as the 1-2, which you're 1-1, really. That a guy like Kamara ain't seeing the field.
But not with this offense.
Again, right.
I mean, not with this offense, not in the Sean Payton offense. Sean Payton is not
this has
a
to
power
be
rusher. I mean, you know, that's not his.
To a point you made, I think, last episode, David, this is has got to be, without proof, the best assembly of running backs that Sean Payton's ever had. And maybe the Saints organization has ever had.
Right. Now, that's all.
Unproven.
You know,
unproven.
Well, that's all assuming AP can come back and you know, be you.
And that Kamara's the guy we've seen the last two games and that Ingram.
Preseason games. I know we're getting a little ahead of ourselves here, you know.
A little.
That's our job as fans.
But it's fun, but that's what we're doing. We're fans, and that's what we're doing.
Right, it's fun.
We're going to.
Is this a Super Bowl?
Well, look.
I mean, we got Drew Brees and the best running back trio in the history of the NFL.
Look,
what more could you ask for?
A defense. Last 3 years.
Speaking of.
Last 3 years, we didn't win a preseason game. We went 7-9.
Well, that's done. That curse is broken.
Right. At least, you know, something different happened. So
something
I'm not expecting 7-9.
So talk about the defense, because I really do feel like that's kind of the name of the game.
It has been so far the first two games. I know you have you're going against Brock Osweiler and not Phillip Rivers, but still, they're producing when they're in there. I mean,
you also played against Melvin Gordon, and you shut his ass down.
Well, to Jason's point, right? So I don't know how our cornerbacks will be. You know, because we haven't faced any real talent at quarterback. But come our linebacker play and our defensive line play, you have
incredible.
To be excited about. You have to 100%. Be excited about
right.
getting pressure on quarterbacks, getting sacks.
Look, the defensive line, the linebackers, you know, it looks like the Saints actually have linebackers.
Yeah.
They brought in some talent. Mr. Coach Klein looks like he's the real deal. And look, Mike Nolan. I mean, that is a huge, huge hire that Sean Payton made, getting Mike Nolan.
Yeah.
It's night and day compared
Mike,
to Joe.
Making a change, you know. Making a change at linebacker. God bless Joe Vitt, but we needed somebody to coach linebackers. And he wasn't getting the job done. Now, look, he might have more talent than Joe Vitt had.
Who?
Except during the Super Bowl run.
Mike Nolan?
Nolan, yeah. You know, maybe, you know, Klein and...
It's Coach Klein. He definitely looks legit.
Right.
You know, him and even Manti.
Manti had a
Manti
good
Manti Te'o, yeah.
Right?
Think he was a little pumped up because of his...
Former team.
And I think I saw the girlfriend on the field, too, once or twice.
Come on.
How long is that guy going to live that down?
Until he dies.
Hey, dude! If he plays lights out for the Saints this year and we have
he'll
a good season,
never make a joke about it again.
I forget about fucking every. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Oh, I won't forget about it, but it'll become a term of endearment rather than a busting your balls.
Nice. Doesn't need his balls busted.
I mean, look, hey, he's playing for keeps, right? I mean, or at least like you said, Damon. I want to see what he does against a team that he didn't play for.
I mean, Anzalone, you got Robertson, you got Klein, you got Te'o.
Is it really Anzalone and not Anzalone?
That's what he said. Yeah, it's Anzalone.
Oh.
Anzalone, come on.
I'd rather you say it like that.
But I mean, there's a chance. I mean, I don't. Stephon Anthony didn't play this week. I mean,
he's done.
He could get out released because you still got Stupar. You got Big Hill.
Stuplies.
You got Monty.
I love Big Hill.
I love Nate Stupar.
Yeah, he's your boy.
He is my boy. I don't know that he's gonna.
I think he's gonna make the team, but he's special teams ace.
Yeah. So who do you see early predictions? Linebacker starters. You got. You saying?
I think Klein's.
It's a Ghost Klein.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
You saying Anzalone? I mean,
no.
Anzalone.
I think it'll probably. It seems as of now, it seems like it's going to be Teau and maybe Robertson, and then you got Anzalone as the fourth linebacker.
Robertson did have a good game.
Dude, Robertson, I know maybe it didn't say a lot, but Robertson was the best linebacker we had. Look, they played solid. They played really good defense. I mean, they held the running games to nothing.
The defense had a shutout.
Yeah, they did. You're right.
Wasn't the defense that gave up a point?
Yeah, right. A fucking big six. I mean, so clearly, I mean, not that it wasn't a question, but Saints are definitely only keeping two quarterbacks, and it's going to be Drew and Chase Daniel.
I mean, this is the preseason game that we've been waiting for 3 years, and it did seem like everything went right.
Right. I mean, no, the Saints had eight sacks. Saints had eight sacks.
Get out of here with that nonsense.
I mean, it's crazy to think, but this defense looks like it might actually be pretty decent.
Not granted. I don't know. What is it? Eight sacks against in the preseason against San Diego. We don't know.
I mean, you don't have to start quarterback.
Against who?
All right. It wasn't Rivers. It was
It was Los Angeles. We were playing. Rando. We didn't play.
You know what? It's gonna.
We didn't play. We didn't play San Diego.
Okay. You know what? It's gonna take me at least a year, maybe two.
Right. I mean,
they've been in San Diego for 56 years. I got to adjust.
But yeah, I mean, eight sacks, defense playing well, but it was against starting offensive line, starting rusher, starting receivers, just not the starting quarterback.
All right. I'm gonna move us on.
Sure.
To look at him tweets. Mainly because, obviously, our tweets are about the game as well, so I don't want to steal from one segment to give to the other. So we got Ben Wright coming in saying, we did mention him, so I'll read this tweet. Teau looked like a guy playing in front of his girl the other night.
Come on, guy!
Hey! All right, for real though. Hudat Chris coming in with number one, fuck Fleener. Number two,
ooh.
Cut Fleener.
Ooh.
Number three, damn dome beer prices.
What?
I'm assuming Hudat.
Did they go up?
Complaining that.
General, did he know something we don't?
General,
we haven't had a game in the Dome yet.
Yeah, explain yourself. But number one and two, I honestly am not feeling like... All right. Here's my take on Fleener. Tell me if you guys agree. Fleener's not here to be a receiving tight end. He's here to be a blocking tight end.
Oh, my...
No, I disagree
really?
With that.
Wait, what the fuck?
You don't think when the Saints signed Fleener that they envisioned him as being a replacement for Jimmy Graham? Considering that all throughout
right, of course,
history
right.
of offensive coordinator, how much we rely on a receiving tight end? No?
Really?
Okay. Okay.
Wow. No, I think they needed to add protection for Drew Brees and whoever comes after him. He's not a catching tight end. He can't catch. Why would you bring a guy? Why would you take a guy who drops as much as Fleener And say, you're going to replace the guy. I mean, he did get alligator arms.
We also did bring in Ted Ginn, Jeff. Do you not remember Ted Ginn already?
Yeah, so apparently we're not worried about whether you can catch a ball. We're just going to try.
No, look,
Drew Brees is going to put it in your arms to where you have no choice but to catch it. But what happened when Drew Brees...
This is the same team that drafted Patrick Robinson in the first round.
Stanley Jean-Baptiste in the second round.
Right. So, yeah, it's a miss. Fleener's a miss.
He's probably a miss. I mean,
he's a miss.
Yeah.
He's a miss. Now, good. You know, everybody was going on about his block on Bosa
the other night. Yeah, I mean, it was a good block.
That was a chip block. That wasn't a block.
Well, sure, but still.
Okay. You knock him out of that, but that was a chip block.
I'm trying to find something positive to say about Fleener because it sucks that we're paying him $7 million a year. Well, completely not worth it. That was a misfire.
He's a blocker. He's a blocker.
No, he's not.
No, he just isn't $7 million a year good. He's just not very good.
No, we overpaid. We
turned tight ends into gold, except for Scobie Fleener. We can't turn
Which
him into gold.
Tells you how bad he is. If Drew Brees can't make him into a great receiver,
I mean, I'm still giving him a chance this year. But if this year he does the same shit as last year, then that's it. Just fucking dump him.
At this point, this is when Damon, you should really go off on Jason. But yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get the guy. I mean, look, we're not cutting him. The salary cap ramifications aren't going to work. So he's going to play for us this year. So I'm trying to have a good season.
We're 1-2. Yeah, you're 1-2. All right. So next tweet, JTL. Have y'all been watching the Tampa Bay Hard Knocks? Any thoughts?
I watched the first 2 weeks. I didn't watch last week.
Well, I thought last week was the second week.
But I mean, sorry, right, this week. There's one tonight.
Yeah,
there's one on right now as we speak.
Right, we're speaking. Right. So no, I'm not. I'm not watching. I'm not watching the one that's on right now.
Nope, you're podcasting instead.
I mean, it's interesting to watch a team that's in your division. You know, you got to play twice. I do like that. It's not the comedy that the Falcons were
with the smug face with his sandals.
But I mean, it does kind of get
the
you.
Behind the scenes is always fun to watch in football. You know, a peek behind the curtain.
To me, it gets me into the football season, and it's a division rival, so at least I'm kind of somewhat invested in Tampa because I know we got to play them twice.
Well, so did y'all see this Amazon has a show? .com. They have this show that it's basically Hard Knocks, but an Amazon version of it. And they followed the Rams, I guess, their second year, like last year, the 2016 year.
Yeah, they did them. They did the Cardinals before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about it. I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
It's essentially Hard Knocks. Have you seen this? Have you heard of this? It's literally the same thing, except I don't know why, but I prefer Amazon's version than HBO's version.
Well, but the Amazon version follows the team the entire year.
Maybe that's it.
This is just preseason.
So you get a complete story.
Yeah.
Again, I haven't watched them. I've heard good things about them, you know, about the Amazon series.
But I have been watching Hard Knocks, and I'm going to keep up with it because I want to pay attention to what Tampa's doing. I mean,
until we get to NFL reach round.
I think Atlanta's going to fall back. I think Carolina, Cam Newton hadn't played yet. I don't think they're going to fall back. I think Tampa's the team, you know, for fighting for the division. I think it's Tampa.
No.
I don't think it's Atlanta.
Jameis Winston is not. They love to blow him.
Dude, he's good. He is a good quarterback. Nah. He's still young. He's a good fucking quarterback, though.
Tampa. It's unfortunately Atlanta's. You know, when they have their starting unit in, they look decent.
They're not going to come off that Super Bowl loss. They're not going to recover from that this year. They just won't. There's no chance. No chance. You've even admitted it. We've all admitted as such over the last.
Yeah, no. I mean,
they're not going to recover from that this year. They're going to.
I mean, that's
not
my
gonna,
hope. I mean, no doubt.
No, I think it's happened. I think it's a given.
You know.
I think Tampa's the team that we're going to – one of us two is going to win the division, I think.
Yeah, I mean, so, it, it's definitely going to, I think it will be the New Orleans, you know, or Tampa. Just that's how this division rolls. You know, 2 years ago, Carolina went to the Super Bowl. Last year, Atlanta went to the Super Bowl. I'm not saying it's going to be another NFC South team, but.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be us.
Mm-hmm.
Except we're not going to lose it. They both lost it. Anyway, it's I don't know. I mean,
right,
I
where
love,
are we? Where are we supposed to be talking about? Hard
we're on Hard Knocks. Yeah, moving along. Yeah, what you got? It was tweets. You got another tweet?
Oh yeah. So the next tweet comes from Jay Caro, saying, "What are your thoughts on Kobe Fleener?" I think we just shared him. Is he gonna suck again this year? He keeps dropping balls. Who Dat Nation was strong in L.A.
You know what he is? He's Midland. That's all he is. We're paying them $7 million to be Midland, and that's not good.
Maybe so. All right.
Letting y'all go.
Letting y'all go. Let's see. We had a few people asking us if we were going to come to London next year. Just going to go ahead and squash those rumors and say,
nope. Thank you.
Who Dat Nutsack said, don't let the solar eclipse distract you from the fact that the Falcons blew a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl.
Of course. I'm not going to let anything distract me from the fact that the Falcons blew a 28-3 point lead.
Derek Abshire tweeted to us, you're not allowed – oh, he's talking to me. You're not allowed to buy a Kamara jersey.
Yep, good call.
I have no intention.
Yeah. Good.
I'm not buying a damn jersey ever again.
But no, that wasn't – who were we talking about Sunday night? We were telling Jeff he couldn't get on the train.
I'm not – Kamara, I think it was – Let's move on to NFL Reach Around.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
First of all, Roger Goodell. All right, so let me play out this what I read out to be the news of the week, and y'all tell me if you put these pieces together or unrelated. But the earliest article or news headline that I saw was that DeMaurice Smith, head of the NFLPA, comes out and says that Roger Goodell is a big old liar. And how he misrepresented and lied about things in order to get the CBA that was signed to be signed.
Did he really say that?
And maybe not the CBA. Maybe it was more the allowing him and the NFL to be the independent decision makers on player.
Right, that he's the prosecutor, judge, and jury.
Right.
So actually,
he says that, and then later in the week. Or another headline, maybe on the same day or later in the week, he also predicts that there's going to be a player strike in 2020?
Or a lockout. Or 2021. Or a lockout.
Lockout or player strike. How the fuck can you say that today? That you're
because
planning that now? If it just comes across as disingenuous. I don't want to defend the NFL or the Shield or Roger Goodell in this case, but... Dude,
but you are.
You're coming out, but I am, you're right. You're coming out and saying, in 4 fucking years, we're planning a strike.
Like, I thought they're planning a strike. It's the inevitability of it happening.
You're right. It's negotiation, but it's a little too fucking early.
No, it's not.
Never too early. It's never too early to negotiate.
Right. It's not. The owner's
and look, they're going,
whatever.
Right. So
remember when there was the lockout?
You
we were doing the podcast.
Your
hand. No, we were doing the lockout. Like we were doing the podcast during the lockout. You remember how we were like, shit, it might actually not happen, and then it happened at the last minute because people needed football.
All right.
Like,
so then
you
overcompensated by going 4 years earlier. 4 years? Give me 4 months.
Yeah, but
don't know what's gonna happen in 4 fucking years.
No, they kind of had an idea. They have an idea of what NFL owners are over the last 3 decades.
Well,
4 decades.
What are they? What are NFL owners over the last 3 decades?
They're greedy assholes, and they have the right
greedy
to.
How? Greedy how?
They're greedy, shrewd businessmen.
How are they greedy though? You're saying they're greedy.
They get fucking taxpayers to fund stadiums that aren't worth what taxpayers kick in. They are not. They use the power of the NFL to their advantage. I don't blame them for it. They have every right to do what they got to do.
Okay, so when the
that's why they're billionaires and we're not. They're fucking assholes.
So when Drew Brees totally. Was doing his contract negotiation, was he a greedy asshole?
Yeah, I never said he wasn't all about.
I'm just following. Okay, well, no, but you seem to be sitting here. You say that the owners are greedy assholes over the last three decades. So is it possible saying that the players are greedy assholes over the last decade?
Players are trying to earn their worth because they're sacrificing their bodies to make all this.
And then the owners have made tremendous monetary investments in these things. And they've also made a lot more than their
investments.
They're
going to make a lot more than their investment. Their initial investment and all their other investments.
Some
Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys for $100 million, and now they're worth like $3.5-4 billion.
Put that much money into it. Jason, you bought. I don't know what you bought. You bought your house.
Why are we talking about?
Hold on, no, because you're making the goddamn thing, and I'm fucking giving a rebuttal to it. You bought your house for $500,000. And now it's worth $400,000.
I didn't buy it for that.
Well, but you get my point.
Theoretically.
Okay. Theoretically. All right. So that $150,000, do you see any of that until you sell your house?
Well, no, not.
Right. So Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys for $100 million and it's worth $4 billion. Well, he doesn't see any of that $4 billion. Now he sees the profits he makes from the Cowboys, no doubt.
Focusing on one.
All right, so...
Well, I'm just... You're the one who brought it up. I mean, you know...
There are multiple reasons why the NFL's
it's
owners
just
are...
too early to be announcing that you plan on striking or that you're going to lock out.
I don't think it's too early.
It's too early. 4 years is too early. Four years, you're going to have another president of the United States, potentially.
Hopefully.
I mean, do you realize how long 4 years is to try and predict? And to me, what you really are saying... If you're saying that, hey, you know what, in 4 years we're planning a lockout or whatever you want to call it, what you're saying is I have absolutely no interest in working with you.
That's not what he said.
If the CBA...
If I told you right now in 4 years...
Jeff, it's a fucking negotiating tactic. Listen to Damon.
In 4 years, I'm going to kick you in the balls if you walk up to my house. This worked last week. Yeah. I'm going to try it again.
We have established this. You know what? Because you're in Atlanta, I get to kick you in the balls.
No.
But look, what it is, and hopefully, you know, last year they had a 10-year CBA. So that was great. We gave them labor peace for 10 years. Hopefully, you know, they'll start negotiating.
Hopefully.
Two years, you know, before we get to what we got to last time. Now, unfortunately, in negotiations, sometimes, you know, time and is the biggest motivator for both sides. So it has to come down to what it did last time. You know, he's basically saying that we're going to fight, and you know, we're going to fight for what we want.
The key in the
problem is the NFL union
that he referenced Roger Goodell lying to people about consulting with.
He does it all the time. He lies all the time. We know that.
All right.
He's a fucking asshole. Fuck Roger Goodell. He's going to get a fucking...
But it's a good thing. You've got more people piling on and showing or at least claiming...
Doesn't matter.
...that it's happening. Yet, then this is why I brought it up. Later in the week, you get the other headline that owners looking to extend Goodell's contract. Really? We're literally talking about this guy... On the left hand, and then we're saying, but we're going to extend his contract to 2024 or whatever the.
Yeah, well, I never heard the owners badmouth him. Just
the players.
Get the players, right, you know.
Well, the owners they got fucked by him. Robert Kraft got fucked. Although Tom Benson got fucked, he didn't give a shit. He just sucked on Roger Goodell's Dixie beer. But now the Jerry Jones got screwed over with that suspension. You know, I mean that. You know, and that's unfortunately that's why Goodell got the extension, because we're talking about Goodell and not the owners.
100%.
That's why they extended.
So. He's paid to take the arrows. He's paid to run the league. That's what he does.
God, I hate him so much.
But look, every commissioner, for at least, you know, the big three, I don't know anything about hockey, so I have no idea about it, but I'm sure he falls under the same category, you know. Every commissioner is hated and vilified. And.
But no, but who was Paul Tagliabue? He wasn't despised like Adele is.
No, he's not. No,
I mean, I guess it's a different social media age, but... Well, everybody hates Goodell. I didn't give a shit about fucking Paul Tagliabue. I loved him when he saved the Saints from going to San Antonio. But I didn't have any affection to him either way. But Goodell, again, it's a matter of time before he fucks. He's going to keep fucking teams and keep fucking teams. But, oh, God. I just hate the fact that he's making $40 million a year. It's so annoying.
Yep. All right, so... Besides that, I think we're good.
Tiger Woods' dong pic came out.
Nope. Anything else to talk about? That's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or whatever your podcast app selection is, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
Dadgum.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, donkeys.
Good night, Hootat Nation.